Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Nedarim, Daf Chaf Aleph, the third Perek, Arba Nedarim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the opening Mishnah of the third Perek, on the bottom Daf Chaf Amabay states, Arba Nedarim Hitir Chachamim. The Chachamim permitted four types of Nedarim. The first one being Nidrei Zeruzin, motivational Nedarim. The Mishnah explains, what are Nidrei Zeruzin? If one was selling an item and said, Konam, the proceeds of the sale to me, that I will not sell it for less than a sella, which is four denarim. And the buyer said, Konim she'eni mosif l'cha al shekel. Konim the item to me if I buy it for more than a shekel, which is two denarim. Shneim rotzim shloshi denarim. Both are really agreeable to a price of three denarim, which is midway between the two. The Gemara on this stuff initially explains that this is based on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Tarfon quoted on Daf Yud Tes on the base, that a Naziris, or a Neder, which is a suffix at the time of declaration, is invalid. Here too, since each Neder was made conditionally, and it's not clear cut, it doesn't take effect. Rabbi disagrees and says you can even explain according to the Rabban who dispute Rabbi Tarfon. Mi katani shneim ratzu, shneim rotzim katani. Does it say they both agreed, meaning they later agreed? It says they're both agreeable, which means all along they were agreeable to the price of three denarim, and the neder is invalid because they never intended what they said. Point number two, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, Amar lo tfei masela v'hal omer batzim shekel. If the seller said in his neder an amount greater than a sella, and the buyer said a neder for an amount less than a shekel, Nedara have it or Zeruzin have it? Is it a legitimate neder or a motivational one? According to the Run's first explanation that the amount means a pruta, which is the smallest coin, the seller meant that he will not accept less than a sella and a pruta, and the buyer meant that he will not pay more than a shekel minus a pruta. The question is whether their naming such precise values indicates that they did intend their nedarim literally. Rav Ashi brought a proof from a mission about someone resisting pressure to eat at his friend's home, who said, Konum beischa shani nichnas, tipatzon and shani tom. Your house is konum for my entering, or a drop of your cold water is konum for my tasting. It is permitted in both cases. Shel niskaven ze elo shum achil v'shtia. For he only meant actually eating and drinking, not the minimal activities he named. We see then that even highly specific terms are not necessarily taken literally. Ravina responded that this case is not comparable because tzaddikim omri ma'at v'osim harbe. Tzaddikim say a little and do a lot. The one making a neder feared that if he would accede even to a drop of cold water, his friend would take the opportunity to give him far more. And point number three, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi, Arba nedarim ha'u tzrichun she'elo chochem. These four types of nedarim of the mission require a heter of a sage. Rav Yehuda reported that when he told this to Shmuel, he objected. The Tana taught four types of nedarim the Chachamim permitted, and you say it requires a heter of a sage? Rav Yosef taught Rav Yehuda's statement differently. Ein chochem rashai lahatir el ke'ein arba nedarim ha'u. A sage is not allowed to annul a neder except like these four types of nedarim. Only a mistaken circumstance, such that the vower would not have made the neder had he been fully aware of it, is sufficient grounds to annul a neder. This is like the four types of nedarim in which the vower never intended to make a neder. The Gemara concludes based on this, Kesavra ein poskim b'charata. He holds we cannot make an opening with mere regret. The Gemara brings some Amoraim who disagree, and incidents where regret was sufficient to annul a neder. So once again, the three points are, number one, the opening mission of the third Perek, on the bottom Daf Chaf Amabei states, Arba Nedarim Hitir Chachamim. The Chachamim permitted four types of Nedarim. The first one being Nidrei Zeruzin, motivational Nedarim. The mission explains, what are Nidrei Zeruzin? If one was selling an item and said, Konam, the proceeds of the sale to me, that I will not sell it for less than a sella, which is four denarim. And the buyer said, Konam she'eni mosif l'cha al shekel. Konam the item to me if I buy it for more than a shekel, which is two denarim. Shneim rotzim shloshi denarim. Both are really agreeable to a price of three denarim, which is midway between the two. The Gemara on this stuff initially explains that this is based on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Tarfon quoted on Daf Yud Tes on the base, that a Naziris, or a Neder, which is a suffix at the time of declaration, is invalid. Here too, since each Neder was made conditionally, and it's not clear cut, it doesn't take effect. Rabbi disagrees and says you can even explain according to the Rabban who dispute Rabbi Tarfon. Mi katani shneim ratzu, shneim rotzim katani. Does it say they both agreed, meaning they later agreed? It says they're both agreeable, which means all along they were agreeable to the price of three denarim, and the neder is invalid because they never intended what they said. Point number two, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, Amar lo tfei masela v'hal omer batzim shekel. If the seller said in his neder an amount greater than a sella, and the buyer said a neder for an amount less than a shekel, Nedara have it or Zeruzin have it? Is it a legitimate neder or a motivational one? According to the Run's first explanation that the amount means a pruta, which is the smallest coin, the seller meant that he will not accept less than a sella and a pruta, and the buyer meant that he will not pay more than a shekel minus a pruta. The question is whether their naming such precise values indicates that they did intend their nedarim literally. Rav Ashi brought a proof from a mishnah about someone resisting pressure to eat at his friend's home, who said, "Konum beischa shani nichnas, tipetzon and shani tom. Your house is konum for my entering, or a drop of your cold water is konum for my tasting. It is permitted in both cases. Shel niskaven ze elo shum achil v'shtiyah. For he only meant actually eating and drinking, not the minimal activities he named." We see then that even highly specific terms are not necessarily taken literally. Ravine responded that this case is not comparable because tzaddikim omri ma'at v'osim harbit. Tzaddikim say a little and do a lot. The one making a neder feared that if he would exceed even to a drop of cold water, his friend would take the opportunity to give him far more. And point number three, reviewed a set in Nimr of Asi. Arba nedarim ha'u tzrichim she'elo chochem. These four types of nedarim of the mission require a heter of a sage. Rav Yehuda reported that when he told this to Shmuel, he objected. The Tana taught four types of nedarim the Chachamim permitted, and you say it requires a heter of a sage? Rav Yosef taught Rav Yehuda's statement differently. Ein Chacham Rashai Lahatir El Ke'ein Arba Nedarim Halu. A sage is not allowed to annul a neder except like these four types of nedarim. Only a mistaken circumstance, such that the vower would not have made the neder had he been fully aware of it, is sufficient grounds to annul a neder. This is like the four types of nedarim in which the vower never intended to make a neder. The Gemara concludes based on this, he holds we cannot make an opening with mere regret. The Gemara brings some Amoraim who disagree, and incidents where regret was sufficient to annul a neder. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chaf Aleph, and our standard Siman is a car, because Bostonians, people from Boston, pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The electric ka deal, who made a motivational neder that he won't sell his newest model for less than $100,000, to the customer who made a neder to pay no more than $49,999 minus a bruta, soon regretted his rash decision and called his rabbi, who was known to only give a heter on four types of nedarim. Once again, it's a motion. The electric ka deal, that must be one daf chafalov, car, ka. The electric ka dealer who made a motivational neder that he won't sell his newest model for less than $100,000, which reminds us, the Mishnah gives an example of Nidrei Zeruzi, motivational nedarim. If one was selling an item and said, "Konam, the proceeds of the sale to me, that I will not sell it for less than a sella, which is 4 dinarim," and the buyer said, "Konam she'eni mosi v'cha o a shekel, konam the item to me, if I buy it for more than a shekel, which is 2 dinarim, shneim rotzim b'shosha dinarim, both are agreeable to the price of 3 dinarim, which is midway between the two." Rava says you can even explain this according to the Rabbanan. Mi katan shneim ratzu, shneim rotzim katani. Does it say they both agreed, meaning they later agreed? It says they both are agreeable, which means all along they were agreeable to the price of 3 denarii, and the neder is invalid because they never intended what they said. So the electric ka deal, who made a motivational neder that he won't sell his newest model for less than $100,000, to the customer who made a neder to pay no more than $49,999 minus a bruta, which reminds us, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, if the seller said in his neder an amount greater than a sella, and the buyer said a neder for an amount less than a shekel, Nidra Hava or Zeruzin Hava, is it a legitimate neder or a motivational one? According to the Run's first explanation that the amount means a pruta, which is the smallest coin, the seller meant that he will not accept less than a sella and a pruta, and the buyer meant that he will not pay more than a shekel minus a pruta. The question is whether their naming such precise values indicates that they did intend the nedarim literally. So the electric kadi who made a motivational neder that he won't sell his newest model for less than $100,000, to the customer who made a neder to pay no more than $49,999 minus a pruta, soon regretted his rash decision and called his rabbi, who was known to only give a heter on four types of nedarim, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi, Arba nedarim ha'u tzrichim she'elo chochem. These four types of nedarim of the mission require a heter of a sage. Rav Yosef taught Rav Yehuda's statement differently. Ein chochem rashai lahatya el ke'ein arba nedarim ha'u. A sage is not allowed to annul a neder except like these four types of nedarim. Only a mistaken circumstance, such as the vower would not have made the neder had he been fully aware of it, is sufficient grounds to annul a neder. This is like the four types of nedarim in which the vower never intended to make a neder. The Gemara concludes based on this, Kesava ain't poskim b'charata. He holds, we cannot make an opening with mere regret. So once again, the electric ka deal, who made a motivational neder that he won't sell his newest model for less than $100,000, to the customer who made a neder to pay no more than $49,999 minus a pruta, soon regretted his rash decision and called his rabbi, who was known to only give a heter on four types of nedarim. All right, so now it's time for our four blah blah chazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman. Used car salesman? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman by declaring, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car. I'm a nazir today if I buy this car. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Yesh neder betoch neder. A neder can take effect during the term of another neder. Vein shvu betoch shvua. But a shvua cannot take effect within the term of another shvua. How so? If one says, Harini nazir ima ochel, Harini nazir ima ochel. I'm hereby a nazir if I eat this bread. I'm hereby a nazir if I eat this bread. And he eats it. Chayv kolachos v'achiz. He's chayv to observe a term of naziris for each and every one of his nadarim. The Ron explains that the second nazir declaration can take effect even while the person is already a nazir, but it does not actively begin until he completes his first naziris. So the customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman by declaring, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car. I'm a nazir today if I buy this car. And then desperately tried again by pledging, and I'm a nazir tomorrow if I buy this car. Which reminds us, Ravuna says, they only taught this halacha of yesh neder betoch neder regarding a case where he declared, I'm hereby a nazir today, and then said, I'm hereby a nazir tomorrow. For since an extra day is added, the second naziris can take effect upon the first naziris. Because each naziris term is 30 days, starting a second naziris tomorrow would dictate that it's ending one day later than the first. This allows the second Naziris to take effect, although practically, he cannot begin it until after the first Naziris is completed. So the customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman by declaring, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, and then desperately tried again by pledging, and I'm a nazir tomorrow if I buy this car, didn't know what to say when the salesman responded, I swear I will not sell you a car that's a lemon, followed by, I swear I will not sell you a car that's a lemon, or a bad apple, which reminds us, Rav Huna would explain that the parallel case of Shavuos is where he first said, Shul ochel te'enim, I swear I will not eat figs, v'chazva amr Shavuos shul ochel te'enim v'anabim, and then said, I swear I will not eat figs and dates, that the second Shavuos does not take effect. The Ron explains in his preferred explanation that the second Shavuos means to specifically prohibit eating both figs and grapes, but not either one alone. Daf Yud Ches, so the Simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The rabbi standing under the chuppah, chuppah, that must be more on Daf Yud Ches. The rabbi standing under the chuppah with a nazir who walked down the aisle to the popular tune of Nazir LaHazir, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that the pasuk of Nazir LaHazir, which teaches that Naziris takes effect on Naziris, is needed in a case where one declared two Naziris vows simultaneously. The Ron explains that they're effective as 2 30-day periods. Without the pasuk, one might have thought that one would be chayv to observe them as one long 60-day period of Naziris. So the rabbi standing in the chuppah with a nazir who walked down the aisle to the popular tune of Nazir LaHazir was shocked when the kala asked him to release her first shavua not to eat, and then discovered her second shavua kicked in. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph had stated, Shavua shu ochel va'achel, I swear I will not eat this, I swear I will not eat this, and he ate it. Eino chai ve'alachas, he's only chai for one set of malchus. This implies that the second shavua does not take effect at all. Rav on this stuff qualifies this by saying, if he asks for a hetter for the first Shavua, the second takes effect on him. The second Shavua is valid insofar as the first is not active to prevent it from taking effect. So the rabbi standing under the chuppah with a nazir who walked down the aisle to the popular tune of Nazir Lazir was shocked when the kala asked him to release her first Shavua not to eat, and then discovered her second Shavua kicked in. So he changed his speech and gave them advice for their future together that, Stam Nadar Mohachmir Uperushim Mohakil. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Stam Nadarim Hachmir, unspecific Nadarim are treated stringently, but their explanation is accepted even leniently. The Mishnah gives numerous illustrations of this principle, the first being, Amar Hai like Psar Maliach Kayani Nesach. If he said it's to me like salted meat or like poured wine, and didn't specify which type of meat or wine he was referencing, whether it was meat of a carbon and wine of Yain Nesach or meat and wine served to a Vodazor, we assume he intended to make a valid neder, for otherwise, as the Rosh explains, he had no reason to say anything. Daf Yud Tes, so the Simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The captain of the yacht, that must be learned off Yutes. The captain of the yacht transporting a Suffolk Bechor, which was not to be worked or sheared, which reminds us, the Belaza rules that Suffolk Nazir is Lahaka, but when it comes to Suffolk Bechor, he's Machmir in that it can't be worked or sheared, because while a person does not intend to affect a neder in the case of a Suffolk, it would not prevent automatic Kedusha from taking effect. So the captain of the yacht transporting a Suffolk Bachor, which was not to be worked or sheared, tried to calm down an irate Suffolk Nazir passenger who complained the wind blew off the deck some grain he made his Nazira's conditional on. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Bryce of one says, Harini Nazir, Miesh Mikri Hazem Meakura. I'm here by a Nazir if there are 100 akor in this pile, and he went and found that it was stolen or lost and can no longer determine its volume. Rebuta says he's not a Nazir, and Rishimon says he is. So the captain of the yacht transporting a Suffolk Bachor, which was not to be worked or sheared, tried to calm down an irate Suffolk Nazir passenger who claimed the wind blew off the deck some grain he made his Nazir's conditional on, by telling him that even if he had pledged to be a Nazir Shimshon, what nitna Nazirus elal hafwa, and that he is not a Nazir, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even a declaration to be a Nazir Shimshon, which means he may not cut his hair for life like Shimshon, in a case of a Suffolk, he is not a Nazir. Ravashi says Rabbi Yehuda was quoting the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, who said, in a case where a man said about an approaching person, I am a Nazir if that is Ploni, and a second person said, I am a Nazir if that is not Ploni, ain ech mehem Nazir. Neither of them is a Nazir, regardless of who was correct, shuwa nitna Naziris ella hafwa, because Naziris was only given to take effect when there is a clear expression with no uncertainty at the time of the declaration. Daf Chaf. So the Simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The patrons eating at the quaint seaside cafe. Cafe? That must be more on Daf Chaf. The patrons eating at the quaint seaside cafe with cherem net decor, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yudches Amabe stated regarding the Darim, Uperushim Lahaka, their interpretation is accepted even if it's lenient. The Mishnah here gives numerous examples of someone who provides a far-fetched interpretation of his neder. The first one being, one vowed with a cherem and said afterwards, I vowed only regarding the cherem, meaning the net of the sea. Ramir says about these cases, Alkulin Ein Nishan Lehem, in all of them, they do not request a heter. The neder is invalid. The Im Nishalu Onshin Lehem Machmin Lehem. And if they did request a heter, we punish them and are strict with them. The Gemara notes the apparent contradiction in the Mishnah whether a heter for the neder is required, and explains that whereas the Talmud Chacham is fully believed about his original intent and does not require a heter, Anam Arts is not trusted and thus requires a heter. So the patrons eating at the quaint seaside cafe with cherem net decor, who were bashful to share that they had come from the Sinai desert, which reminds us, it was taught in a Bryce regarding the purpose of the experience at Har Sinai. The pasuk states, Ba'avur tia yirasa al penechem, zo busha, so that the fear of him will be in your faces. This refers to the trait of busha, of shame, so that you should not sin, which teaches that shame leads to the fear of sin. And it was taught that he who does not have the trait of busha, it's known that his ancestors did not stand at Har Sinai. So the patrons eating at the quaint seaside cafe with cherem net decor, who were bashful to share that they had come from the Sinai desert, were happy to hear they could have their food prepared according to their preference, be it salted, roasted, cooked, or stewed. Which reminds us, Yochum and Devai said that he was told by angels about four disabilities in children, which are caused by various improper activities of their parents during relations. The Gemara concludes that the Chachamim say the halacha does not accord with Yochum and Devai. Rather, all that a man wants to do with his wife he may do, and they bring a mushel, it's comparable to meat that comes from the butcher. If he wants to eat it salted, roasted, cooked, or stewed, he may do so. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do we learn? One who does not have the trait of busha, it's known that his ancestors did not stand at Har Sinai. That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 2, which stuff do you learn? If one makes two identical shavuos, if he asks for a heter for the first shavua, the second one takes effect. That's on Daf Yudkas. Good. Number 3, which stuff do you learn? An example of nidrei zeruzin is when a seller makes a neder, he won't sell for less than 4 denarim, and the buyer says he won't buy for more than 2 denarim, and they are agreeable at 3 denarim. That's on Daf Chafalaf. Good. Number 4, which of the reputed rules in a case where one said he's a Nazir, if there's a certain amount of grain in a pile and then some of it was lost, he's not a Nazir. That's on Daf Yotes. Good. Number 5, which definitely the question if it's a real neder or nidrei zeruzin, if someone is very precise in his neder, that's on Daf Chafalaf. Good. Number 6, which stuff do we learn? Stam nedarim l'chachmir uperushim l'hakel. That's on Daf Yodches. Good. Number 7, which stuff do we learn? In the case of a Suffolk Bachor, it cannot be worked or sheared. That's on Daf Yodches. Good. Number 8, which stuff do we learn? The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yochanan and divide regarding what he says is the cause of different disabilities with children. That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 9, which of them one cannot swear to violate a mitzvah such as swearing not to sit in a sukkah? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. And number 10, which when the Rav Yosef taught, the Rav Yudah holds that a Chacham can only annul a neder like the four Nedarim and not based on Charata alone. That's on Daf. Chaf Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.